Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, listen, we got a guy here who's all up in Mystico's grill about botching spots.
Oh, yeah?
And listen, he did botch a lot of spots. You know what? Before he lost his mind and murdered his family, I was friends with Chris Benoit for many years in the early 2000s. And he had gone to Mexico, and he'd gone to Japan, and he'd wrestled all over America and North America. And one day I said, how are you able to, like, work all of these different styles, like lucha and everything? And you know what he told me? He goes, I didn't do any lucha. I just went to Mexico and I just wrestled. So basically, all the luchadors did lucha around him, and he just wrestled like Chris Benoit. He wasn't in there trying to do, like, whatever. So the point of this story is, Mystico is this massive, massive, massive superstar in Mexico. WWE wants a new Rey Mysterio. So instead of taking the guy, Mystico, and bringing him to WWE as Mystico and having him work Mystico matches with, like, other people that can do lucha, they took the guy, they changed his name, they wanted him to work American style versus Americans with a little bit of high flying in there. Well, of course it didn't work. That's the point. Now, granted, Mystico had some issues of his own. He didn't want to learn any English. He had some behavioral issues. But the point of this is, if you would have taken Ric Flair in his absolute prime, when he was the best wrestler in the world, arguably, mid-80s, and he got signed by CMLL, and they brought in Ric Flair, and they said, okay, we're going to change your name. You're going to be Blanco, whatever. And you can't work the Ric Flair style. We want you to do headlocks on the other side and flips and rolls. And let me tell you something about Ric Flair. Guy don't roll very well. So, and then they go in there and they want me to work lucha style with a different name. And it totally doesn't work. He doesn't get over. I mean, are you going to go, oh, that Ric Flair, he actually sucked? No. And you know what? No one in the right mind would have done that with Ric Flair. There's exactly one company who would want to take the biggest superstar in Mexico, bring him in, change everything about him, and then not figure out why the guy didn't get over. So anyway, I don't want to hear it. Obviously, the guy had a lot of problems. He wasn't perfect. But man, that guy got screwed in WWE.
You know, I remember there being a time where wrestling was so down in Japan, and wrestling was especially so down in New Japan, that people were wondering, would we ever see somebody get elected to the Hall of Fame? What would the fates of the Yuji Nagatas and the Minoru Suzukis be? And then we have obviously seen the ascension of New Japan and the entrances of Hiroshi Tanahashi, Shinsuke Nakamura, as well as people like Minoru Suzuki and Yuji Nagata. And now, when you look at the landscape, Roman Reigns is going to be added next year on the ballot. Becky Lynch is going to be on the ballot for the first time next year. It is going to be very interesting now to see where WWE and where today's stars end up. You know, CM Punk did not get a large bump, even though he doubled his total. He had such a low total last year that, you know, it's not really up that high. But when you look at the WWE side, you ask yourself, man, Edge, Randy Orton, these types of people, will they ever have really a shot to get in? Will what they do in WWE, will how they are handled, you know, in their booking and how they're presented on television, how much will be held against them not being able to evade what happens to them at the control of WWE? It'll be interesting to see, you know, how people react to them as the years go on. So next year, a lot of tag teams are going to be added to the ballot. And that's going to be interesting for me. Somebody who's a big fan of tag teams, somebody who was very influenced by tag teams, by the Tully Blanchards and Arn Andersons, by the Steiners. You know, we're going to have Ricky Steamboat and Jay Youngblood, Akira Taue and Toshiaki Kawada. Taue, the one pillar that has not been voted into the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Fame as a singles, as a tag team. I mean, to me, he's almost undeniable. Antonio Rocca and Argentina Rocca and Miguel Perez, same way. They're the biggest drawing tag team in the history of pro wrestling other than the Road Warriors. I mean, you know, to me, they're a no-brainer. So it'll be very interesting to see tag teams and how they're looked at as we continue on, because here's the one thing that seems to be pretty consistent. Even though we have a lot of great tag teams now we like to talk about, they are still never going to be, and they're not at the forefront in the way that I think a lot of people would like them to be, and I think as much as they could be. So tag teams always getting the short end of the stick.
Tonight on SmackDown, former Shield stablemates Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins will take part in a face-to-face segment tonight. That's exciting. They're wrestling at the Royal Rumble. Lita will make her return to SmackDown tonight. Aliyah and Natty are two of the other wrestlers who've been confirmed for the Women's Rumble. They will face off in a singles match tonight. It will be Aliyah's first singles match on SmackDown since being called up from NXT, and the first time that she has wrestled since she vomited all over herself after a match in November.
She was excited.
Sami Zayn has promised to out-jackass Johnny Knoxville.
I'm sure it's a fun segment to film for Sami, so.
And that's tonight. Sami has a new stunt show called In Zane.
It's wacky. It's insane.
Insane.
Sure. Why not?
Announced for this Rampage tonight, Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus versus Alex Reynolds and John Silver. Trent will face Adam Cole. Layla Hirsch, Red Velvet, and Chris Statlander face Nyla Rose, Penelope Ford, and The Bunny. Sean Spears faces Andrew Everett. And a look at Thunder Rosa and Mercedes Martinez. That's tonight on Rampage. New Japan's Xavier Woods currently out of action due to injury. He was on G4's Attack of the Show on Thursday. He said he's out of action due to suffering a torn plantaris, which doesn't sound good. He is out of action 4 to 6 weeks. The plantaris is a muscle located underneath the calf. If he is unable to return to the ring before the 4 to 6 week timetable, he would miss the Royal Rumble. The injury happened when he was jumping into the ring to hit a DDT. Because 8 times out of 10, when you get hurt, it's something dumb. You never should have got hurt doing. It just happens. Then the other 2 times are you're doing something crazy and you actually get hurt. He says, I was jumping into the ring to do a DDT. I spring off the bottom rope and grab the guy and then run his head into the ground, hopefully shattering all the bones in his body so I can pin him and win the match and make more money. I didn't know that. A DDT is about shattering every bone in a man's body?
Well.
He said, I did that part still, but in the process, just jumping off the ropes, so nothing like a shark attack, a steel chair hit, not a machine gun, not a machete. I just jumped. That's what I said. So what happened was, he tried to do the move where he was going to break every bone in the other guy's body, and he hit the move, but the only one hurt was his own leg.
This man seems to be prone
He'll be back soon.
Hyperbole here, but... I mean, that should be the move, the goal of any wrestling move is to shatter and destroy your opponent, right? I mean, it should be. What are we doing here otherwise?
One of New Japan's top stars has renewed their contract with the promotion. Tanahashi announced he has signed a new deal with New Japan. He's the current IWGP United States Heavyweight Champion, won the title from Kenta after almost killing the poor guy in a no DQ match at Wrestle Kingdom 16 Night 2 earlier this month. Kenta came out with a dislocated left hip, a broken nose, tendon damage to his finger, severe lacerations to his back, and had to miss the NJPW versus Noah show.
Teach him to mess with Ace.
No, teaches both of them not to do those stupid matches at their age.
Whatever. Don't mess with Ace.
I'm not messing with the Ace at all. I'm trying to protect the Ace by having him do wrestling matches
boy.
And not stunt shows.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what, Mike? It's funny. If they would have announced that as a result of that hardcore match, Hiroshi Tanahashi had a dislocated left hip, a broken nose, tendon damage to his finger, severe laceration to his back, and would have to miss night 3 of Wrestle Kingdom 16. You would be railing on that match. But because it's Kenta, who's not as big a deal as the ace, everything's all right.
No,
oh, it's only Kenta. Don't mess with the ace's hardcore match.
What if he was doing a high fly flow and just on a basic move and, you know, blow out his knee or something like that? Like, oh, I don't know.
Well, you know what?
Like Jake Atlas
Guess
or
what?
Somebody like that. Brian, I
Guess
get
what, bro?
It that you didn't
like
happen. The match. I get it that you didn't like the match, and I was not a huge fan of the match. I wouldn't have went in that direction either, but like this whole
hand
wringing.
So like, what are we arguing about?
Well, this whole hand wringing.
It was clearly a bad
you
idea.
You need to be proven correct. You need to be yelled at, and you need some sort of verification and some sort of like,
yes.
Whatever. That
Go
you're...
on.
No, I mean, because all you're doing is you're making a mountain out of a molehill and, oh, I'm hand-wringing over the fact that this was so horrible and I'm so sad for these people and all this stuff. It's like, okay, cool, you didn't like the match, but like you've beaten this to death on how tragic and how ridiculous and all this other stuff. Like they've killed their careers and it's just, it's really way over the top.
Well, we don't
way
know.
Way over the top,
bro.
Buddy.
Okay, hold on a second. I just want to read this one more time, okay? A guy got a dislocated hip, a broken nose, tendon damage to his finger, and severe lacerations to his back, and you're telling me I'm making a mountain out of a molehill?
No, I think you're beating something to death, and you're taking this, and you've really, I mean, you've obviously, I know it's one of those things you want to, you know, a hill you want to die on and what you want to plant your flag on, and that's fine. It's just, I don't know, I think it's silly to me, so...
I'm going to get Kenta on this show.
Go
and
ahead.
I'm going to rattle off a list of his injuries. And I want you to say, it's silly, Kenta.
No, I think you're silly.
It's silly that he's mad about
think
this.
I think your crusade here has been silly. So
I'm going to punish you for this. You know how? I'm opening up the phone lines. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I need to be able to work from anywhere, so I need to have supplies, well, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any 2 ink or toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2 in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
At Alico.com, we are the number one automated driveway gate brand in the USA. Each gate is meticulously handcrafted from powder-coated galvanized steel. They are resistant to chipping, scratching, and fading, and come with an unheard-of 10-year warranty, making them beautiful for years to come. We offer a wide variety of styles and sizes to choose from. See our full selection at Alico.com. That's A-L-E-K-O.com. 10% off plus free shipping on any item. Use code RADIO10 at checkout. Alico.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You heard me.
Kent Avez.
Good. Phone lines are open, everybody. 844-913-2727 is the phone number. That is 844-913-2727. You can text me, 425-780-7566. Should have done the prediction show today, but I didn't.
Will springboards be outlawed in 2022 due to so many injuries seemingly happening off of them? We shall see.
Well, dude, bro, this has nothing to do with springboards, dude. This has to do with a dangerous match that had consequences, which is apparently a mole hill.
Oh, mole hill. Jeez, look at you.
Austin, Texas. Show us how this is done. You're on the air.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. Shout out to the Twitch homies. I was just calling to ask you if you knew about the if Josh Alexander had extended his contract with Impact Wrestling, because he has been looking pretty strong these past few months, and I was just making sure that he wasn't going to leave or anything, because that would really be silly. All right, thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
Would be silly if he left.
Depends on where
especially
he's going.
Especially for more money.
Yeah.
I haven't heard an update on Josh Alexander, but...
I thought he was maybe I'm crazy because of what was going on with...
Actually, you may be right.
Yeah, All Ego, Ethan Page. I mean, when they were teaming as, the North, I thought Alexander resigned. I could be crazy about that, but I thought he resigned. Obviously, Ethan Page didn't. He went on to AEW, but look, he's a real feather in their cap, and he is somebody that I think... the mainstream wrestling fan, they're going to have to really be pulled kicking and screaming over to him, I think. But if you see what he's able to do with what Lee Moriarty and Daniel Garcia and Filthy Tom Lawler and Alex Shelley and Davey Richards, and you go down the list of people who are in that vein, Josh Alexander is as great of a wrestler as any of them. And I'd love to see him in New Japan Strong. And I think Impact being that door, I think is good. I think he's the type of guy that when Ring of Honor comes back, he's the guy I tap to be on my shows if I can get him for that weekend. I think he's outstanding. He had a match with Ruby Soho in AAW that I think they may have released for free on YouTube. They kicked ass. I mean, he's just a fantastic, fabulous worker. And Garcia, there are a lot of guys who had big years on the indies last year and in the last couple of years. But, man, if you're not watching Impact, you really ought to check out Alexander at the very least on some of the indies that he's done and some of the things that are out there for free on streaming services, because he's fantastic.
Did WWE rename the Elimination Chamber? Is that true?
Oh, no. Well, in Germany they did.
It says, I'm still laughing at WWE willing to rename Elimination Chamber WrestleMania Chamber to save themselves from the backlash.
No.
That's an email, so I'll follow up on that here. AEW has beaten Raw at 18-34 2 weeks in a row. Dynamite has now beaten Raw 18-34 back-to-back for 2 weeks, 0.60 to 0.24 this week. That is the second most important demo they note. Well, the most important one is 18-49. Not the only one, but the most important one is 18-49. And, in fact, they tied Raw this week. 969,000 viewers on TBS. Lowest viewership for Dynamite since December 15th. 18-49, a 0.39. which matches the number drawn by this week's episode of Raw. Dynamite was third on cable for the night. Show was down 9.3% from last week. Still Dynamite's second highest rating in the demo since October. Raw had very slightly more viewers, 507 to 505, but it is essentially a statistical tie. Raw had very stiff competition in the form of a college football national championship game. Brandon Thurston had the quarters for the Dynamite show, and this was not pretty for those of you that watched the show. The show opened at 1.169 million viewers. Then we had CM Punk and Wardlow come into the ring. The show lost viewers during that match. For those of you angry at me for not thinking it was a success, the show then fell even further to 949,000. It did go up above a million when MJF came back out. So now we're going to have to listen to this bloke brag about that till the end of time. And then it largely kind of stayed even in the 900 range, high eights from that point forward until the end of the show. So from the beginning of the show to the end, they lost over 200,000 viewers as the Dynamite show went on. So not a great ratings pattern, but it's one show. So there you go.
Yeah, you know, at WWE this week on Monday, fascinating. You know, not only do they have Monday Night Football again, it's playoff football, and a lot more eyes on that game than some of these average Monday night games. So it's going to be an interesting number. Whatever they do, it's going to be low in all likelihood. And if they could just hold on and hold tight to their older viewers, I mean, that's what they're going to need to do. And those people don't change. They're very set in their ways, and we talk about them a lot. And WWE just naturally has got more fans to pick from. But when you look at those 18 to 34 numbers, and I know a lot of WWE fans will always point at the overall number and point and make fun of the AEW person that, you know, as they go back and forth, but AEW's got a higher percentage of their fans that are between the ages of 18 and 34, and it's, you've got to convert those people. You know, once they hit 35, odds are if you've got them by then, they're going to stick with you forever. And you look at the disparity between 18 to 34 and the overall viewership of Raw. And it just, it makes you shake your head, because it's a bunch of people like Brian and I that I've talked about this before that have been through a lot of peaks in this business. We've gone through the last one with Cena. We went through one with Hulkamania. We went through the Attitude Era. We've seen changes. We're the ones who are the most hardcore. We're the ones who are left. AEW is doing a better job right now, I think, convincing their fans and building their young fan bases and making them longer-term, more passionate fans. We'll see how that all turns out. You know, because of WWE's size and influence, that could change at the drop of a hat. But as we move forward, especially if there's changes in WWE, if they're sold to a Fox, if they're sold to an NBC Universal, if something like that happens, be interesting to see what the changes are, and if those people, you know, that's an excuse for some people to maybe walk away from it for good at that point. Just, it's very interesting to see where these demos are going to go and how we're creating new wrestling fans.
WWE is looking at rebranding the Elimination Chamber the WrestleMania Chamber, according to Dave. Not official until it is announced. So there you go.
Well, that'll be your gimmick, man, after WrestleMania every year. I just, you know, I think like the Backlash thing or the Rebound, whatever the hell they called it, where they had all the rematches last year. To do anything right before WrestleMania, or to waste your time in some ways after it with a bunch of rematches and not use it as a new, fresh start, it boggles my mind. It's not something I would do.
All right, let's go to New York. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. It's Mike from Buffalo.
What's up?
I have two questions about, one about the men's and the women's Rumble. I don't know if you heard the men's. Is there going to be like a potential forbidden door surprise or whatever from Impact on the men's side, or even just like an ROH displaced talent? And then with the women's, like all the firings and stuff, if they're already announcing, you know, people like Brie and Nikki and Mickey James and Lita, like what surprises could they have left? Because they've completely,
bro.
I mean, like you guys say, that they're at the bottom of the barrel with the women's division in that company. And it's like you said, there's 11 slots to fill. Who could be these 11 other people that are bigger than like a Bella twin? It's like ridiculous.
They don't have to be bigger. All three Toxic Attraction members will probably be in that match. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they can get a Trish. That, to me, that's the only name that's out there that I think would liven up people from the past. Somebody who'd get over, get a huge response. I mean, Trish is unsinkable. You know, if she steps out there, everybody's going to fall all over themselves. But other than that, I don't know. Does Roxy count as somebody that was cast off from ROH who possibly maybe we could see in the Rumble? I don't know.
Do we got more than enough dudes? I don't think we need anybody from Impact. It's possible. And no, I have absolutely no idea where they're going to get 11 more women.
Nick Aldis? We'll is he still signed to that NWA deal?
We got another fella here.
That's a legitimate question if anybody knows. I mean, do you know? Is Nick Aldis still NWA? I mean, with Mickey James going in.
I believe Nick Aldis just re-signed with him like a week ago.
Did he? Oh, well, there's that then.
All right, New York, what's up?
All right, Brian. So the other day, I noticed you called Grayson Waller. What's his face? I'd like an apology, please. Thank you.
Is this Grayson?
It's Grayson's peoples.
Well, cool. Yeah, you know what you're not going to get, buddy? An apology. All right, Anthony, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. For those who didn't listen to the Brian and Vinny show on Thursday, I totally recommend listening to Vinny talk about the Joe Gacy match. It's a classic. Lance Storm, I know you're listening.
Poor
Please
Vinny.
Cover this on your show next week as well. But the one guy from New York kind of stole my thunder. My question was, do you think...
What, about Grayson Waller?
No, not that
no.
one. The other one.
Jeez.
The one, the guy who was talking about them showing their hand by showing all of their surprises ahead of the Rumble. I think that's part of the joy of the Rumbles is the element of surprise. And it can't be to sell tickets because the Rumble is the draw. People always love the Royal Rumble. And I just think by, you know, showing all of the surprise entrants beforehand, it only needs a lot of the joy and the fun of watching the Rumble and the element of who is it going to be. And I just think it's foolish on their part, and I think they should save some surprises. And I wanted to get your thoughts on
Well, brother, hold on a second. Hold on, buddy.
I agree with this man.
Well, I mean, I agree, but at this point, like, we have 11 surprises left for the women. 11! Usually you get, like, one or two surprises. We have 11. And as far as, like, the dudes, let's see how many guys we've gotten.
But, Brian, don't we have, I mean, 11
How many
women?
Guys do we even have? Okay, listen. For the guys, for the 30-man Royal Rumble, okay?
Yeah.
We have Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford, Rey Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio, Austin Theory, Johnny Knoxville, Sheamus, Damian Priest, AJ Styles, and Big E. We have 21 spots left. So I feel with 21 remaining men's spots and 11 remaining women's spots, I think we've got room for a few more surprises.
I would hope
Could
so.
Could be wrong.
I would hope that would be the case.
And honestly, of
that
all
is
of
what
the,
makes people happy.
Of all of the women that they've mentioned, okay, the only ones that I could argue having not mentioned and making them big surprises would be the Bellas, because the Bellas kind of made it public that Nikki was never going to wrestle again, and now she is. So that would have been like a big surprise. And Mickey, because she's the Impact Knockouts champion. But other than that, like, Kelly, Summer Rae, Michelle it doesn't matter. I mean, they're there every year anyway. It's like, everyone knows, you want to see Kelly? Well, get the Rumble. It's the one show per year you're going to see Kelly get thrown out of the Rumble in. But yes, there's still plenty of spots left for
Cora Jade is going to be riding her skateboard to the ring for the Royal Rumble. Zoe, Io, Toxic Attraction. I mean, right there, there's six people to fill those spots.
I guess, but they didn't want to use a lot of the NXT women.
Plans can change. Oh, yeah, they say a lot. I mean, what are they doing? What is Toxic Attraction doing in NXT? I mean, the whole point of them being in NXT is to make Mandy Rose a star. I mean, they are so, of all the people they've invested in, Mandy Rose, and they want her to be a star. I mean, now would be the time, right?
All right. Let's go to Miami. Lovely Miami, Florida. You're on the air. What's up? Going once, Miami. Going twice. Hey.
Miami.
Cool.
Yeah. You know what that is, everyone? That's an old school Art Bell fail.
Womp womp.
Let's try one more. Oh, let's not try one more. Sorry, brother. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Sky cracks open. The walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it. A guessing game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool mornings. Turn the days of swim or sink. Living right is easy.